really be marching against corruption. So it's a campaign for churches against corruption. And as you know, that just this week, the president himself acknowledged that there's so much corruption. And all the principals within government have acknowledged that there is need to stamp out corruption. We will move with the Anti-Corruption Commission. We'll be joined by officers from the Anti-Corruption Commission. And we'll move with them, with our bishops leading the march. And we are going to go and congregate at the Brethren in Christ Church, where we'll have some speeches that will be read out, where the church will clearly make its stance against corruption. And the exciting thing is that after that, we are going to get into discussion even around the Constitution. How do we also strengthen the Anti-Corruption Commission in the new draft? But we'll also look at other constitutional issues that pertain to the work of the church.
Is this an international event, or is it just for Zimbabwean Christians?
Well, we are looking at it as Zimbabwean Christians, but the chairman of the heads of Christian denominations has also been linked up with the international campaign. So it will be linked up to the international campaign by other churches as well. So there is that linkage that is on, and we are being represented by some of our bishops from Zimbabwe at international level.